Love Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Dr. Lorraine Goodwin, and you're listening to Carpe Diem, Dr. Lorraine Goodwin. I am your host, and this show will last approximately 30 minutes. The topic for today is Caitlyn Jenner. Oh, so much to say, so little time. And quite a complex subject, and I think we'll probably only touch the very beginning of what's going on and a quick look at some of the issues that come up when you discuss Caitlyn, formerly Bruce Jenner. Now, when I was a kid, of course, like everybody, I met Bruce Jenner during the Olympics and was quite wowed by the way he excelled in all of the different activities in the Olympics, and he went on to win. And then after he won, they introduced the world to his girlfriend, who had helped him through all those days of training through the Olympics and supported him into the win. And they were very close. It was just a beautiful couple. And that memory always stuck in my mind. I can still picture them after the Olympics and after the introduction of the couple, them as a couple, hugging. And that always stuck with me, you know, sticking, persevering, really working and doing your best so that you succeed in your goal. And that was part of my background. I took that from Bruce Jenner and the Olympics and watching him. And that was always in my mind. Of course, he went on to set the Wheaties box and all kinds of glory from that. And people who won the decathlon after Bruce Jenner didn't seem to kind of get the glory that Bruce did. I mean, Bruce really became an icon for all of us. And we really enjoyed hearing about him and watching and so forth. Well, he kind of faded, and I didn't know about, you know, the marriage and divorce and his having children. And I didn't know about his other wives. And I didn't know about him with the Kardashian people until that show came on. And I was startled. You know, I watched this Kim Kardashian show for the first time. And there was Bruce Jenner. And I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe how he looked. And I couldn't believe his relationship with that family, because I was always shocked in that they never seemed to have any respect for him. And I said, my gosh, this guy is huge as far as American history, as far as being an American icon. And yet in his own family, he always seemed to be diminished. And one of the things that, you know, just to give you examples, I remember all of Chris, his wife, and all of the kids doing things, and then they would hide it from Bruce. They wouldn't even want to talk to him, and then they would lie about what they were doing. And then he would find out things about his own family on television. And I remember one thing which really broke my heart is when he came in from a golf game. He was always playing golf, and he was always alone. And, you know, that looked very sad, but that was what he showed. They showed he would like to do. And he came in from a golf game, and he was walking upstairs all by himself. And Chris and the girls were all in another room, and they were all conspiring about some kind of activity, and they didn't want to tell Bruce Jenner about it. And I just thought, wow, that is really a weird family life. Another thing that happened that really shocked me is when Khloé got married to Lamar, and she wanted somebody to walk her down the aisle, and she didn't want Bruce to do it. And, of course, I didn't know that much about the family then. And she was, you know, Bruce was talking why he wanted to walk her down the aisle, because after her father died, she was very young, and he basically raised Khloé from a small child. And then, of course, he went on to have two more daughters of his own. He felt he was a father figure, but Khloé didn't accept him as a father figure, and she was going to have her brother walk her down the aisle. And it was just the weirdest thing to see this man begging this girl that's great, especially being that it was Bruce Jenner, she'd been wanting to walk her down the aisle. She eventually relented, and he did walk her down the aisle. But all of this was just a very, very weird picture to me, very strange. I couldn't relate. I didn't know what was going on in that family, but I felt very, very sorry for Bruce. And then, of course, they did have one episode where he did have some cosmetic surgery done, and I didn't think he looked that great after the cosmetic surgery, so I thought that was a little weird. I didn't know that was the beginning of a whole new story, but of course we all know now it was a very big story indeed. So as we go on and Bruce talks, as after he revealed he wanted to go through a sex change, even when he had his hyoid bone, the bone that makes the neck stick out in men, when he had that shave, it didn't occur to me that he was trying to be female. I always felt that he was a male figure. And, of course, he was having these seminars. I remember on the TV show where he took his daughters to watch him give a seminar to all these male executives. And I was surprised that his daughters had never seen him give a seminar on how to be a successful businessman, because that was how he basically made his money. And so that was also strange to me. And one of the biggest things through that whole show was how his wife, Chris, always managed the money. She was always in charge of the money, and she gave Bruce an allowance of some sort. And I remember the day he was sitting on, after Chloe married Lamar, he was on the floor in Chloe's house, and he needed money, and he was begging Chloe to get him some of Lamar's money, and Chloe did. She did give him some money. And I thought, this is so pathetic for my childhood hero to end up sitting, you know, this whole position. I couldn't understand it, and it was very, very weird. So this weirdness, of course, expanded when all of the whole story came out about his wanting to be female. Well, that came out kind of as, you know, of course, it was a shock and a surprise, and it just added to the mix of his weird family life. But it, you know, we had all heard, and I had lived in cities which had a lot of people with alternative lifestyles, so it wasn't kind of much of a surprise to me, where he said, you know, of course, he was a child, and he always felt female, and he always had this urge to be a female, but he kept it to the male role, but the female desire to be female was very, very strong, and now he wanted to become a female. Okay, that was kind of, it wasn't normal, but it was a story I've heard from other people. And then, of course, it slowly leaked out that all of the females in the Jenner household had seen Bruce walking around the house at odd hours, dressed as a female, walking around the house. Well, you know, that's pretty strange, especially since they wouldn't mention it to him. I mean, he would think somebody would say something to him or at least acknowledge his existence. But I think when you're walking around the house as a female and you know people are seeing you and they don't even say hi or they don't mention anything and you're kind of invisible, I just think that is so, so strange. These people were living a very, very bizarre lifestyle before all of this Caitlyn stuff came up. So, then he decided, of course, to do the full change and become public with his desire to be female and change his name to Caitlyn. Well, Caitlyn to me is a name you would give somebody who's very young. It's like a name a mother gives to a baby or a toddler or a little girl. And then, of course, she grows up as Caitlin, because that was her name as a child. It's not the name you would normally think of an adult picking for herself. So I just would like to know, you know, if ever that comes out, why in the world he picked Caitlin? Why didn't he pick a more mature name? I mean, you might see somebody who's, you know, working the street, somebody who's on a stripper pole or something who's a Caitlin, but you certainly wouldn't imagine that as a routine girl's name for a mature person to pick. Just a very, very strange name to me. So now he's Caitlin Jenner and has this great team of people working around him to keep him looking beautiful. And what a shocking, shocking change it's been. Bruce looks very, very good. He looks better than most females, as many of the transvestites and transsexuals do, because they just really get into the female part. And most females don't. Most females are just regular people, female versions of a male, and they don't really, you know, go into full makeup every day, go into full hair every day. But Bruce is going into full production, and every time he sits down, you know, he has a crew of people who surround him and work on his makeup and work on the hair and so forth. Well, this isn't being a female to me. This is being, I don't know, like Marilyn Monroe or some sort of movie star or something. But it's not, I don't think, what he pictured as a child, what it would be like to be female, because I don't picture that as being female, and I am a female. I don't picture every time I sit down, I'm going to have a team of people working on me to make me beautiful. And so I don't really realize yet what exactly he's looking for as far as being female. What was the goal, and where does he think his life is heading? Right now, it's kind of in this Hollywood movie star, beautiful woman thing, but it's pretty, it's becoming more and more confusing. His group of people that he surrounds him with has totally changed. I mean, he used to be married with a family where he has his first set of kids, Brody and so forth, and then has his most recent family with all of the Kardashian kids from her past marriage and his own kids. So he had that whole lifestyle, and now his lifestyle has totally changed. He's living by himself on the top of a mountain. How isolated can you be from the world? And then his friends seem to be mostly people who are transsexuals, transgenders. I guess they're all transgenders. I'm not really sure. I haven't been watching the show, but from the few spots I've seen, they seem to be people who have lived an alternative lifestyle for their whole lives. So most of these people, whereas he's lived a life of multimillionaire, very successful, very popular, great image, and being idolized, the people that he has as friends now are mixed. He has some black friends. I believe most of them are white, but a lot of them have gone into the field of prostitution, all kinds of things, been unemployed, been beaten, just all kinds of problems throughout their lives. And, of course, he's like Mr. Wonderful because he has money, and most of these people can't even really get jobs because of discrimination against people who are transsexuals and transgenders. And he doesn't really have that problem because he's getting a lot of money for coming out as a transgender. So these people are very needy. You know, they need his money. They need his popularity. They want to be at his house because their friends don't have such fabulous surroundings. And I guess a lot of them work in the entertainment business because that business does have a lot of transsexuals, transgenders, and gays and so forth who do, you know, the makeup, the hair,
the dancing, the other artistic things. So a lot of them are probably also involved in the entertainment business. And, of course, a lot of people are using him because of his popularity. They want to attach themselves to him so that they can use him to raise money to popularize their causes, whatever they may be, in various things, including the transgender world. So he has this whole new group of friends, and most of the people who have surrounded him in the past have pretty much abandoned him. He doesn't have executives coming around. He doesn't have a lot of the old male friends who might have come around. Of course, he lives a pretty isolated life anyway, seeing from what I saw from him playing golf. So he may not miss that much. And he seems to have moved into a whole different lifestyle, which, you know, you kind of wonder what exactly does he think of it, really. I mean, on his show, I Am Caitlin, he has to put on a good front, because this is all he has, this is what he chose, and so he has to put on that he's happy with having these people around him all the time and having this advocacy for the transgender cause as his main thing. But yet says he wants to be seen as just a girl. He doesn't want to be seen as a transgender girl. He doesn't want to be seen as a guy who's dressed up like a girl, which is what he is, basically a guy dressed up like a girl. And whatever his feelings are, you know, you can't see those. Those are internal, and what we see on the outside is a man who's dressed up like a girl. He hasn't gone through the full sex change, according to the media, still has his penis. So, you know, that is one of the things that stops him from being just another girl. And also, he says he really loved Chris. He says to her, you know, we really had a real family. His feelings for her were real, which would have made him a homosexual, a lesbian, if he was feeling like a girl and he was feeling these feelings for Chris. And then there is this question of what does he want in the future? Is he still going to have feelings for women, which would make him a transgender lesbian, or is he going to move on and admit to feelings for men, which would make him a transgender who is now interested in men? And most people would see him as a homosexual male. Very confusing, very confusing. And I know when I talk to people that are in other fields who are executives or not really connected to people who have chosen alternative lifestyles. Men do not want to talk about this. Men don't want to hear these complicated issues and try to figure out, you know, what is Bruce Jenner, what is his mindset, where is he going, how would you relate to him as a person. You talk to them for a couple of minutes and they just basically put their hands up and say, you know, that's enough. They don't want to discuss or think about the complicated things going on in the life of Bruce Jenner. Of course, Bruce admits that he went through several episodes of taking hormones. So when he was younger, he actually was far enough into feeling like he wanted to be a female that he did take hormones, then he stopped, and I'm taking hormones again. In fact, I noticed on a picture I saw of Bruce sitting at a table, he even has enlarged his breast so much that he has the, you know, the little shirt gap you get at your breast when your shirt is a little tight and your breasts are too big for the shirt you bought. Bruce has that little button face gap on his shirt. And I thought that was funny because of him not, I mean, he didn't grow the breasts. A lot of women get that because, you know, they remember themselves as a size smaller, or they bought their clothes when they were a size smaller, and then they grew, you know, fatter or breasts grew bigger, and then they got the little gap. But he was buying clothes, and he had all these very skilled people buying clothes for him. And why in the world would you buy clothing too small so that you would get the breast gap at your shirt? So that means something to him, the fact that he can have that gap, and as a way of saying that his breasts have grown too big for his clothes, and that just really was kind of funny to me. It was a very subtle statement that he's making about who he is and what he's feeling about himself. So we have to watch. Bruce going to be attracted to men? Is he going to be attracted to women? Is he going to be just attracted to neither? When I see Bruce interacting with the women on his show, he doesn't have any sort of sexual tension, no interest at all. He just appears like one of the girls. I just don't see any interest in his eyes in a close relationship to any of the people that I've seen in clips of his show. Is he interested in men? I haven't really seen Bruce around men on clips of his show. I don't know exactly what Bruce is doing. I don't even know if Bruce is dating. So it would be interesting to know if Bruce is dating, and if he's dating men or women. Or maybe Bruce will end up being bisexual, you know, where he can choose male or female, depending on who he's with and whoever he becomes interested in. And these will all help define what in his mind is it that he's thinking is a woman. When he says he wants to be a woman, what is he thinking of? And I don't know if he really knows, but it's going to be clarified over the years. And I think it's really, really difficult for him to transform into a woman when he's probably almost 60 years old. It is probably the worst time for women, because women become more and more invisible as they get older, and trying to keep up a picture of being a young, vibrant, sexually attractive older woman is hard enough when you don't have all of the hindrances of Bruce Jenner. And to do that as a at his age, I just think is really going to be a challenge. I often wonder, too, is Bruce having any fun? You know, he just looks serious. He always has these serious topics that he's talking about with the transgender community, about his acceptance, about you know, the paparazzi. Is he having any fun? Real fun. But did he have fun before? You know, again, he had a very weird life with the Kardashians, and obviously from reports of his past wives, he had odd lives with them too. So, you know, what part of his life, and is he having fun now? I hope he's having fun. I hope he's getting some enjoyment out of all this stuff he's choosing to do. And I hope that he goes on and redefines whatever he wants to be, becomes whatever it is he wants to be, and develops relationships so that he doesn't have to always look like he's sitting in the studio beauty chair, you know, getting his hair primed and his makeup done and everything for cameras. We'll just have to see. Of course, then, too, he has this very stressful thing in front of him. As far, you know, he was going out riding on his racing car or whatever it is he races, and when he struck this car and a woman was killed. You know, that happens to people accidentally
because we all drive at times too fast on curvy roads or straight roads, or drive faster than the weather really permits us to do. So it's sad to see that happen to anybody, whether you're rich or poor. But he has that in front of him, and then, of course, there's going to be probably some sort of jail time, possibly. And, you know, that means he might end up in a woman's jail. And that would all be interesting. Well, that might be another show for Bruce to endeavor on, the show of Bruce living in a woman's jail. So, well, my show is coming to a close. I think I just got the 60-second mark, and I still have a lot to say. And I wanted to touch on, too, that I do hope, you know, because we don't really see him in any kind of therapy. He got plunged into this transgender life, and he really needs to hook up with a great mental health counselor for long-term, probably the rest of his life. To take care of issues with depression, anxiety, and all the other things that he's going to be going through and that he is going through. I hope he's just not depending on the transgender community to get him through. He's going to need professional help and how to work on all of these things. So I just got the 10-second mark. I'm going to close for tonight. That was a little trip through Bruce Jenner and some of the questions he brings up. It's very interesting to watch. I hope you've had a great evening. I'll talk to you later. Take care. I love you, and bye-bye.